Bueno, ya le cuidas y ahí cuidas. Kuf Pei Ches. We're in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. We didn't finish off yesterday. So if you remember, we saw yesterday, Shulchan Aruch tells us, brings us this halacha that if you forget to say Ritzei, then you insert in its place the bracha of Ashenosan Shabbosos. And he did, however, say, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, that it only applies in a very, very limited and specific case. If you have finished Bayne Yerushalayim on the one hand, and you have not yet begun the bracha of Ateva Meitiv on the other hand. Because if you have, then it's too late. If you remember, we saw a very big discussion in the Bi'ah Halacha, and he leaves it as a tzorech iyun, and that is the chiddush of the Taz. Because the Taz says that if you don't know the nusach of the Asher Nosan Shabbosos Imlucha, that's it, you're finished, and you've got to go back all the way to the beginning of benching and start again. And the Mishnah Berurah was very upset about that. Mishnah Berurah says, I don't quite understand. We remember in Tefillah that you're allowed to say Mashiva Ruach or Yalav V'Yovoi B'Dyevet in between the brachas. So why can't I do so over here as well? Al Kaponim, he left that as a Tzorach Iyun L'Maisis. There are one or two more details that I think we ought to see. Firstly, have a look in my edition. It's on page 184. Look at the Biur Halacha. The Bi'ah Halacha that begins with the words Lachazir.
If you fell asleep in the middle?
Correct. Says the Bi'ah Halacha Lachazir. Niridam bebirkas hamozin. What happens if somebody fell asleep in the middle of benching? Ve'eino yoideya be'eza brocha oimet. And he doesn't know what he's up to now. Fell asleep in the middle of benching. And by the time he woke up, he says, one second, where am I? What's going on? Where was I up to? What have I said? What have I not said? Says the Mishnah Berurah, what are you supposed to do? You go back. You go back to the beginning of benching. Imloy, unless sheyoidea bevadai. Unless you know with certainty sheomar eze mehabrochis. Unless you know with certainty that I've definitely said at least some of the brochis. Sheoz einoy choyzer. Well, then you don't need to go back. Elo, lemokim shemistapik. Then you merely need to go back to the place that you have a sofik about. So if I'm absolutely sure, I definitely said the first bracha. I've got no question about that. My shaila is only, did I fall asleep in the middle of the second bracha or the third bracha? So then you go back to the second bracha, but there'd be no necessity to repeat the first bracha again because you've definitely said that. There's no shaila about that. Okay. Now, look at the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Ta'a V'loi Hizkir Bo Shel Rosh Chodesh. If you did not make mention of Rosh Chodesh, bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla, whether it be night or day, then once again, the halacha is that you repeat the bracha, you insert this bracha. Oymer baruch shenosan roshei chadoshim la'amo Yisrael izikorein v'v'einoi chosim bo. But again, V'hu shenizkar koidem sheyischala teiva meitiv. Once again, this only applies if you remember before hateva meitiv. And what happens if you remember afterwards? So with regard to Shabbos, we said that if you remember after hateva meitiv, you've got to go all the way back to the beginning of benching, but Rosh Chodesh is different. Aval im lei nizkar ad sheyischil hateva hameitiv, einoi chozer. Remember, we saw this in the Gemara. You do not have to repeat benching. Why not? Because you were never mechuyev to eat pas in the first place. You were never absolutely obligated to bench because you weren't obligated to eat. It's true. Once you eat, and obviously you're mechuyev to bench. But you cannot say that this particular day is mechuyev you to bench. Because Rosh Chodesh does not require you to eat bread. Remember, if we saw Tosfos, Tosfos says, what's going on? You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos says, that's true. But you don't have to eat bread. Masha'en came on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do have to eat bread. So therefore, it means that the actual day of Shabbos and Yom Tov is mechayev you to bench. So if you missed out the mention of Shabbos or Yom Tov, you've got to repeat benching. Not so, however, on Rosh Chodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'chol ha-moyed dinoy k'Rosh Chodesh. And when it comes to Chol ha-moyed, then, even though Chol ha-moyed, strictly speaking, is a Yom Tov, but with regard to this particular halacha, it adopts the status of Rosh Chodesh, because technically speaking, you're not mechuyev to have bread on Chol ha-moyed. Have a look immediately in the Mishnah Brura, Chof Vov. Says Mishnah Brura Chof Vov, the Dafka b'Shabbos or b'Yom Tov. It's only with regard to Shabbos or Yom Tov, Shemuchuyev Lechol, Dafka Pas. Where you have to eat, and it's got to be dafka pas v'im kein chiyuv berkas hamozoin kavua hu b'yomim o'ele. So therefore, the chiyuv berkas hamozoin is absolutely fixed. It's got to be done on those particular days. Therefore, l'chein takinu rabbonon le'ikuva. So that's why Chazal instituted at all costs. Gamkein lahazkir shom me'ein hamu'urah. Me'ein hamu'urah means the mention of the day, which is Ritzei or Yalav Yovei, or K'moy B'Tfilah. Avol b'Rosh Chodesh. But when, however, it comes to Rosh Chodesh, afal gav she'osur lehis'ano isboy. Even though it's true you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, mikol mokoim einoy mechuyev lechol dafka pas, but you're not mechuyev to eat dafka pas. You can't fast. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you don't have to have bread. So if you don't have to have bread, v'im kein ein chiyuv berkas hamozoin kavua boy. So therefore, there's not necessarily a fixed chiyuv to bench on Rosh Chodesh because you could do without bread. Olahachi loy tiknu chachamim hazkaras me'ein amura shaloi. Le'ikuva the Birkas Amozin. Therefore, the mention of the day, meaning Yalav Yov and Rosh Chodesh, is not le'ikuva. Yes, lechatchila you're supposed to mention it, but if you did not, you do not have to repeat benching. Now, Valkein im Shochach. Therefore, if you forgot, ein sorech lachzer. Now, a big chiddush coming up. The Kosa Mogen Avram. Duhu hadin b'yomtev. What would be the halacha on Yom Tov? Yoiser misuda achas bayoim, v'suda achas balaylo. On Yom Tov, it's true you're mechuyev to have a suda including bread, but how many sudas altogether? The answer is one at night and one at day. Are you mechuyev to have suda shlishis on Yom Tov? No. So what happens if you decide that you want to? You want to have a full-blown bread meal on Yom Tov, the third meal. And then guess what? You forget Yalla V'Yavoy. So do you have to repeat benching? No. Why? Because Yom Tov was never Machayev, this particular Suda. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If it's more than one Suda Bayoy in the Suda Achas Balaylo, Shemuchuyev Lechol, that's more than what you are obligated to eat. Im Ochal V'Shochach, if you ate and then forgot, Lahazkir Me'ein Amahur, V'Birkas Amozoin, Ein Tzarech Lachzor. You do not need to repeat benching. K'moy Berish Chedesh. Because basically the third meal, or fourth, or fifth, or tenth meal on Yom Tov is like Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, you're not obligated to eat it in the first place with bread. So therefore, even though, of course, once you did eat with bread, you have to say Yalla V'Yavoy. But if I didn't make Yalla V'Yavoy, didn't say Yalla V'Yavoy, not the end of the world, because you were never Mukhuyev to bench in the first place. However, Im Loi, there is one exception. Imloy, unless we are talking about a case, Keshaloy Ochal Hasuda Belaylo. What happens if, for whatever reason, somebody didn't have a Suda on the night of Yom Tov? So then the halacha is Shemuchuyev Lechoil Beyoim Shtaim. So then he's got to eat a double Suda, two Sudas during the day of Yom Tov. The Oz, then Afilu Besuda Shnia Chayzer. So then he would have to repeat Yalla V'Yavoy, the second Suda. Why? You're not Mukhuyev to have two Sudas during the day on Yom Tov. The answer is you're not normally Mukhuyev. But if I didn't have a Suda on the night of Yom Tov, yes, then you really are Mukhuyev. Then you really are mechuyev to have two sudas during the day, and therefore even the second suda, you'd also be mechuyev to say Yalla V'Yavoy, and not only say Yalla V'Yavoy, but if you missed it out, then it would be li'ikuva. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chof Zayin,
Rabbi. Is it fair to also compare that, like, why we repeat Shmon Esrei? Because we're mechuyev to say Shmon Esrei if we forget Yalla V'Yavoy?
Correct.
So how
exactly,
come?
That's what the Gemara says.
How come on? So how come on Yalla V'Yavoy by the night we find this outside reason, and then you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei Yalla V'Yavoy?
Because there's. Only on Rosh Chodesh, not on Yom Tov. Only on Rosh Chodesh.
Right, on Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, because there's a particular reason that you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh Balayla. So even though you're Mechayev to bench, that particular Svara overrides it.
An override.
Okay. It's a Chiddush. You're right, it's a Chiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chof Zayin, V'choy la'moyed dinoy k'Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean that Chol HaMoed is like Rosh Chodesh? Le'inyon she'ein tzorich lachzer, i.e., just like on Rosh Chodesh, we said you don't have to repeat benching, so too on Chol HaMoed, you also do not need to repeat benching. V'hu adin, so too, le'inyon she'im nizkar koidem she'hizchel ha'teva meitiv. However, if you did remember in time, meaning before Ateva Meitiv on Chol HaMoed, then you also have to insert the bracha. And that is, Oymer, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenosan Moyadim, La'amo Yisrael, L'sosoin, L'simcha. But Ba'im Echosem, you do not finish like Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now, jump to Sif Ches. I know we're jumping around a little bit, but we're just trying to get the main headlines over here. Now, actually, Sif Ches, we did see last week, but it's important to review it. Seuda shlishis b'Shabbos dino k'Rosh Chodesh. Remember, we saw in Tosfos. Tosfos discussed this. He had a sofik. What's the halacha of Seuda shlishis? On Yom Tov, you do not need to have a third meal. On Shabbos, you do need to have a third meal. The question is, what meal do you have to have? And if you remember, we looked in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadi Aleph, and it says essentially you're supposed to have bread. But some disagree. So if some disagree, even though in the main, yes, we do Paskan and Lechatchili, you're supposed to have bread for Shalosh Udas, but you cannot say that it's an absolute Chiyuv. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that the same halacha that applies on Rosh Chodesh applies also on Shalosh Udas, i.e., if you missed Eretz, say you do not repeat. Says the Mishnah Brura, Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, Dino Kerosh Chodesh. What does that mean, Dino Kerosh Chodesh? She'enoi Chayzer. Meaning he does not repeat benching im hischil birkas hatoi v'ameitiv. Why not? Lefi sheyesh oimrim, because there is an opinion that says she seudas shlishis ein tzorich pas. Because there is an opinion, albeit we don't essentially lechatchila hold that way, there is an opinion that says you don't actually have to have bread. Even though that is not the main opinion, it's not the main opinion. The main opinion is that you should have bread. But one does have to be concerned with their opinion. We cannot now be mechayev him to bench again, which might well be a bracha levatola, according to the opinions that say that you don't have to have bread. And if you don't have to have bread, you're not really mukhayyab to bench. And if you're not mukhayyab to bench, you're not mukhayyab to repeat. Ubasuda shlishis biyomtiv. When it comes to the third meal on yomtiv, this is already discussed. Ledivre hakoil einoi chayza. Then he's definitely not mukhayyab. Shahare ledivre hakoil einoi erushus. Shabbos, Shalashuddas, there's a bit of a discussion. And even that we pass and you don't repeat. But Yom Tov, there's no discussion. You are definitely not Mukhuyev to have Shalashuddas on Yom Tov. But Kamoishan is Vav Sivkot Machav Vav. Or Mikol Mokim. However, Im Niz Kar Koidem Shehischil Berkas Hateva Hameitiv. The only Kula. When we say that on Yom Tov we're more lenient when it comes to the third meal, all we mean is that if you've continued into Hatoyva HaMeitiv, then you don't need to bench again. But if you remember before Hatoyva HaMeitiv, yes, you should insert the additional bracha. Not just for the third meal. Look how the Mishnah Berurah carries on. He says, Bafilu Suda Revias, Oy Chamishis. Even if you have a third or fourth or fifth meal, the Shabbos V'Yom Tov, you always say, Oimer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, etc., 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 just like on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, Rabbi Sai, this might seem a little bit complicated. It's actually very simple. The general rule is, if you find yourself in between Boina Yerushalayim and Hateva Meitiv, exactly in no man's land, whether it's Rosh Chodesh or Chalamoyed, or the third meal on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, any meal makes no difference. You should insert that bracha.
And if we don't remember the Nusach?
If you don't remember the Nusach, then it would depend. If it's a day that you're mechuyev to repeat benching, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, the first two meals, yes, you've got to repeat benching. But if it's Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed and you don't know the Nusach, then finished. You just continue merrily sailing on. So again,
I don't know how merry.
There's two rules. Again, there's the rule without exception, and there's the rule with the exception. The rule with the exception is if you find yourself in no man's land in between the two brachas, you always have to insert lechatchila that bracha. The Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. That's uniform. The difference, however, between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is if you continued into Ateva HaMeitiv. If you continued into Ateva HaMeitiv, would you now be mechuyev to repeat all of benching as a result? And the answer is, you have to ask yourself a very simple question. Was I absolutely mechuyev to eat this meal as in bread? If the answer is yes, which only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov for the first two meals, then indeed you've got to repeat all the benching. And if the answer is no, like on Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, or Shabbos and Yom Tov after the second meal, where you're not absolutely mechuyev to have bread, well then the halacha is, you do not have to repeat benching. So that sounds complicated, it's actually not so complicated. Now, have a look at one more sif. Gimel she'ochlu b'shabosayis v'yom tov. What happens if three people ate on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and guess what? All of them forgot to say Ritzeh. Or all of them forgot to say Yal v'yovoy v'shachachu la'azkir me'ena mu'ura. And they all forgot to make mention of Yal v'yovoy or Rosh Chodesh. Ve'im tzrichim lachzeh l'roish b'rikas ha'mazon. So they've now got to go back, all three of them, to the beginning of benching. So what becomes the question now? Do they have to do Zimun all over again? Says the Shulchan Aruch, a big chiddush? No. Each one should bench for himself, because they've already been yotzei their actual chiv of Zimun, which is a big chiddush. Because we might, in theory, have said, that in as much as I'm sending them back to the beginning of benching, surely that demonstrates that they haven't benched at all. And if they haven't benched at all, then l'chayra their zimun was worthless. And I'd have to repeat the zimun. And the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that no. Actually, their zimun did take effect. Their benching did not take effect, and that's why they have to bench again. But they do not need to do zimun again. Now, I think we should continue one more sif, even though, to be honest, this is not really our inyan, but it's such an important sif and such a commonly asked shaila that I think it's worth seeing. Hoya oichel, if somebody was eating v'yotzo Shabbos, and then it came matzo Shabbos. So this is a very, very standard, famous shaila. You're eating shalosh shudos, and for some reason, it took a long, long time. And by the time you finished, even though maybe Tzeisach Yechovim was only 5:30, you ended up eating till 6:30. So what's the big question? Do you say Ritzeh now or not? In other words, do you look at when you began eating, or do you look at where you are now? Now it's not Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you do make mention of Shabbos, even though it's now no longer Shabbos. So why do you make mention of Shabbos? Says the Shulchan Aruch, da'ozlinon bosor hascholas hasuda, because we follow the beginning of the meal. And if the beginning of the meal was begun on Shabbos, even though by the time you're benching, it's Matzah Shabbos, it doesn't matter. The beginning of the meal dictates your chiv, and if you have to say Ritzeh, says the Mishnah Brura, Vahu Adin, and exactly the same would apply to Rosh Chodesh, Purim, Hanukkah. This is very neger, what you say.
Rav Malinowitz would hammer away on if Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, that's what Mishnah talks about.
Be careful to finish eating bread by Shkia.
Why? Because you get yourself into a big suffix, which you're about to see now, or at least maybe tomorrow. But yeah, so for the moment, we're talking about the classic case where you've eaten and it's now Matzah Shabbos, or it's now Motzah Rosh Chodesh, or it's Motzah Purim, or it's Motzah Hanukkah. And the answer is, you go Bosa Haschola. You look at when the beginning of the meal was, and if the beginning of the meal was on Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tov, or Purim, or Hanukkah, then that would dictate that yes, you are Mukhuyev to say Ritzei or Yalav Yovei or Ala Nisim. Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Beis, V'kivon shehas cholas hasuda. Seeing as the beginning of the meal, Hoyom iboid yoim, was whilst it was still day, Kvar nischayev, you're already obligated, Lahazkir mein amurah. The chiyuv to mention the day's mention has already kicked in. Val kein, and therefore afilu nimshach zman rav balayla. Therefore, even if it now took many hours into the night, and it may well be that most of your meal was well into the night, doesn't matter. Loi nifka chiyuvoi, your chiyuv has not disappeared. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'kosvu achrayim, you have to be very careful with this, Rabbi Yisayim. If, however, you have already daven mariv, koydem birkas amozoin, shuv einoi mazkir shel Shabbos birkas amozoin. Imagine the following scenario: you're eating shalosh shudos and you're going on and on and on and on and on and on, very very late, and suddenly you look at your watch. Igavolt, the last minion for mariv is right now. So you dash out and you plan to bench afterwards. So you run out for Mariv and you daven Mariv. Then you come back and you're going to bench, says Mishnah Berurah. Then you do not say Ritzi. Why? The Mechzeri Kesosri Ahadodi. Because it looks like a stira. It's a bit of a contradiction. It's an apparent contradiction. On one hand, you've just daven Mariv, which signifies that it's ready Motzah Shabbos. And then after that, to say Ritzei, which signifies that it's Shabbos, that will be a stira. By the way, very, very important halacha. The Mishnah Berurah does not discuss over here, but he does elsewhere. What would be if I didn't daven Mariv, but I said, Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lochem? This is very, very, very commonly asked shayla. Imagine, for example, I'll give you a classic scenario. You're going to some shalosh shudos, let's say it's a simcha, sheva brachos, and they want to take photographs. So the minute it comes to nacht, somebody gets his camera and he says, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, and he's busy snapping away taking photographs. And now he's going to bench. Does he say Ritzei or not? On the one hand, the beginning of the meal was on Shabbos. On the other hand, he hasn't daven Mariv, but he has says Baruch HaMavdil. So the Mishnah Berurah has, sorry?
And he's done Malacha.
And he's done Malacha. So Lachayra there also would have a good argument to say it would look rather bizarre if he's just been taking photographs, then 5 minutes later he's going to bench and say Ritzei. So the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix about it, and the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasa Paskins. And in fact, that is the halacha. The Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasa Paskins, halacha lemaisa, that he should not say Ritzei. Even though the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Samach Gimel does not paskin a shayla, he leaves it as a sofik. So halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Yisai, if you've daven Mariv, or you've said Baruch HaMavdil, you don't say Ritzei. And I'm going to give you another scenario where this is very, very negea. When's it very negea? Halacha lemaisa. What would be in the following scenario? Imagine you go to a chasna. You go to the chasna and the chuppah takes place, for argument's sake, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's Rosh Chodesh. And you sit down and you begin your sa'uda, and it's Rosh Chodesh. And you carry on eating and into the night. So what will be the halacha? According to what we've said before, you've got to say Ya'aleh v'yavoy. But we all know Rabbi Yisai, sometimes in the middle of the chasana, they make minyanim for Mariv. So what happens after the main course, or after the first course, they suddenly announce, Rabbeisai, we're davening Ma'ariv now. So everybody jumps up to daven Ma'ariv. So what do you do for the end of the meal for benching? So according to what we've seen in the Mishnah Brura, you would not say Yalev V'yavoi, because that would be a stira. How can you daven Ma'ariv, which signifies that it's the next day, and then go and say Yalev V'yavoi, which signifies it's still the old day? That would be a stira. So you see that these shailas are quite negea halacha l'maisa. Okay, we'll hold it over here. I do want to see that shaila that you mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda David, because that's going to be the next Mishnah Brura. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow, and then Be'ezus Hashem, we will come back and see that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Of
course.
Okay, Carl. Have a great day. Happy.
Amen.